So in the 1911 census, how many folk, roughly speaking, were there in Orkney at that time? Do you know? Because I'm just wondering if it'd be a reasonably high figure.
I think it peaked.
We can look that one up. Don't worry about it. I was just wondering, because it's interesting to try and get a snapshot, of where things are, and it's interesting that our population's gone up again.
Bottomed out in 71.
Is that right?
There's a fascinating chapter in the New Orkney book by Robert S. Barclay, Orkney statistician, talking about how it might eventually bottom out and perhaps sometime people might start to move in. And what he didn't realise was that he was right, and in 1966 it was started. So we had no idea before it started that it was going to. There's the booklet my father wrote about the history of the church in Stennis.
I think here's a copy of it in the collection.
The case, the minister that they tried to get rid of.
I forget the details of that. Because he was too long-winded and things like that. And
too high-flown.
Anyway, he carried the case to the General Assembly, but the parish won and he had to leave.
They celebrated. They burnt him in effigy on the roof of Mesa.
What did he do? Was he a terrible preacher or a terrible brute?
He said his actions in the pulpit were so strange as to arouse something.
Yeah, the two or three people out of the books that I get.
Sermons they couldn't understand.
They're throwing the tea room. But that's very strong stuff.
They had a list of 8 objections to him. Things in the pulpit aroused improper thoughts or something, especially in the young.
The point was, yes, he was imposed by the laird, which was custom at the time, and they wanted somebody else. So he can ask my notes.
Some strumless member of the presbytery, when it's been heard there, said that his sermons were so high-flown that his congregation in Strumness would have difficulty understanding it, let alone one in Stennis, the rural area.
So that's what happened then. The laird chose the ministers.
Oh, yes, that's the custom of the time.
And so would the minister, the laird would be choosing what? The established church minister?
Oh, yes, it was Willis the Fourth, Free Kirk time. But the. And another strenuous incident again, and they'll find it in the history where the minister was accused of adultery and his sentence was to be fed in bread and water for a month and then banished to the colonies. So somebody asked the judge or whoever had banished him for this and said, rather a strong sentence, why he didn't. So the man said that he had just heard that this, this convict, this colony had lost their missionary, and he thought there was an excellent chance of getting a minister and unpaid. But it turned out to be a good move for him, for his family moved out. It was Jamaica, his family moved up there, and I think he made a fortune.
Oh, well.
And bread and water for a month.
And who was it? Was it the presbytery that decided that then, or who?
Well, I can't quote without the reference here. But...